icon on our airwaves for over 3 decades. So we called another Vancouver 101 radio station to see if they also host them.
Good afternoon, Rock 101.
Hi, is it your station that has the show with that guy? He's that, it's that really like kooky guy, wears like the Scottish hat. He's like pretty famous. I think he's interviewed like Nirvana and Drake and Jean Chrétien and Jagmeet Singh and, you know, who I'm talking about?
No, not that I'm aware of.
He's got like that catchphrase. It's like doot doot doo. Nardwar, that's it. Nardwar. Do you have Nardwar?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. What do you know what station he is at?
Let me see. CITR. What station is that?
Oh, that's 101.9 FM. CITR.
Yeah, 101.9. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks so much for your help. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay. Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That's right, only CITR 101.9 FM has Nardwar the Human Serviette, which should be reason enough to donate during Fund Drive. So visit citr.ca/donate or call 604-822-8648.
I called up Charlie about 9:15 and said, what's going on tonight? He said no plans, but I wouldn't mind holding a lighter head tonight. I said, come to the skyline, I'll be washing my sins away. Oh, he just laughed, said I'll be late, you know how I can be. I looked in my fridge, it was a dark scene, so I bought some bread, chewed my way out the door and walked down the street to the neon skyline. I grabbed myself a stool at the bar. Oh, somehow Rose always knows just exactly what I need. Opened a cold can and set it down in front of me. I said thanks and thought about how Judy used to come here with me. But I got so tired of her calling this our disease. 'Cause I'm just fine. Sometimes I need to clear my mind. You know how that can be. Past 10, and I said, greetings, old man. He hung his coat on the wall and took the stool next to mine. He asked Rose for 1 glass of Merlot, and she laughed. Oh, I'm just fine. I'm wasting time. Sometimes there's no better. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Michael.
And I'm William.
And you just heard the song Neon Skyline from Andy Schaaf's new album. That was the title track. The album is called The Neon Skyline.
Andy Schaaf is a Canadian artist. He's beginning to pick up some acclaim in the country and abroad.
That's right. His last album, called The Party, got a whole lot of acclaim, and it won him the Polaris Prize in 2018, I think. So he's a pretty well-liked guy, and he just made this brand new spanking album called The Neon Skyline, and we're going to talk about it for the next hour.
Yeah, big Andy Schaaf celebration. And
so Andy Schaaf is someone who is pretty well, he has a good sort of narrative quality to his songwriting. Most of his songs are little stories, little short stories, and recently he started doing a kind of thing such that his whole albums are stories in themselves, and this one is no exception. This entire album is a sort of concept album that's all a single story, so we're going to go through each one and talk about what's happening in that story.
Yeah, so we just heard the title track, of course, the eponymous, the Neon Skyline.
Neon Skyline.
Yeah.
What was going on there?
Well, so he wrote the album when he was going to a bar in Toronto, actually, where we're both from.
That's right.
And he's going to a bar a lot. And
there is a real bar in Toronto called the Neon Sky. Or no, it's just called
the Skyline.
The Skyline.
Yeah.
But it's got a neon sign, hence the name. And if you look at the album cover of this song, you'll see that.
Yeah.
And it's a neon sign.
And you know, I looked up the skyline on Google Maps the other day, just to see, you know, what was what. Surely it's starting to get more popular due to Andy Schaaf.
Yeah.
And I guess I overestimated his clout, because there's nothing. So I...
What do you mean? There's nothing came up for the restaurant, or nothing about...
No, like, the restaurant came up, but nothing... Nobody was like, Andy sent me here. You can imagine.
In the reviews, like, only came here because of Andy.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so I took it upon myself to write a review, which I'll get to in this song to which that review pertains. But anyway, really, it's out there. So if you ever visit Toronto,
yeah, go to the skyline.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll be washing his sins away. Speaking of we were talking before this, wondering. So what happened in that song, as you guys all probably just heard, is that someone is calling up his friend Charlie because he wants to go to the bar, the Neon Skyline, and drink with him. And we were talking before this, unsure of whether that narrator is Andy Schaaf himself. You know, you never want to conflate the speaker and the author, but we know him to be a guy that likes to drink beer with his friends, so it could be him.
Yeah, it's hard to help imagining it being Andy Schaaf himself calling up Charlie.
Okay, so let's go to the next song here. Next on the album is Where Are You, Judy?
Gentleman's water falling from two eyes. You looked at me, say it would be alright. City words, there's all you away from me. I think we both knew that's how it would be. But now Charlie's in my left ear, blowing my mind again. As he's saying, did you know Judy's back in town? I guess I didn't hear about that. How long has she been here? I haven't seen her around. So when the skies are above, oh, where are you, Judy? Where are you, Judy? The telephone rings and I wish you were mine, with your voice on the other line. Telling me that you were sick of everything, like we could pick it all up again. Now I'm in my left ear, telling you lies again. Do I pretend that I know all the shit?
could start again, I think you would understand. I only miss you when the skies are above. Oh, where are you, Julie? Where are you, Julie?
Welcome back to the show. That was Where Are You, Judy? By Andy Schaaf from the Neon Skyline. For those of you who are just tuning in right now, we're going through that new album that Andy Schaaf just released, the Neon Skyline, track by track, and we're going to talk about that story a little bit that he tells.
So, you know, we didn't go too deep into the first track, but now it's all kicked off. Now he's at the bar.
Mm-hmm. I think we didn't go too deep into the first track because there's not too much to go into. I think he kind of just sets the precedent for what's happening. They're going to the bar. But now, here they are. They're at the bar.
Charlie's there.
Charlie's there.
Even though he's, you know, he's a late guy, a bit of a flake maybe.
Maybe a bit of a flake. Well, it's funny that you say that because earlier he says, I'll be late, you know how I can be. Something along those lines. So I was wondering when I heard that, like, okay, maybe, you know, Andy's trying to set a precedent for this guy. He is late all the time. So maybe he is a flake. That's a good point. But big news in this song, Judy's back in town.
Yeah, I love this song as a second song because immediately, so he's at the bar and he's with Charlie. And Charlie, you know, he's talking to his left ear and he just says, you know, Judy's back in town. And immediately it seems like the narrator just sent into this.
Yeah, that's a good point. He's like kind of, it's such a flux of emotion all of a sudden when he hears that. Because before he's just, oh, I'm going to the bar. Dude, I'm going to drink. Oh, have a beer, whatever. And then, oh, where are you, Judy? He's freaking out.
Yeah.
You know what's I think is interesting, and I wonder, I don't know the answer to this question, is he says, I only miss her when the skies are above. Is that what he's saying?
Oh, well, yeah.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means. It's a cool thing to say.
He misses her all the time. He misses Judy
all
the time.
Oh, yeah. That's a good... of course, the skies are always above. Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. I can't believe I didn't think that. Okay, well, so there you go. That sets a good precedent for what the narrator, maybe it's Andy, is going to be thinking about this character, Judy, for the rest of the album.
Yeah. It makes me think of my love far away, Jenna.
Oh, that's nice. Shout out. Yeah.
So, hey there. Sweetness.
That's nice. You only miss her when the skies are above.
Honestly.
Okay. Let's go from that one, Where Are You, Judy, which we love, we've established, to the next song on the album called Clove Cigarette, and then we're going to talk about that.
Roses smoking, clove cigarette, and it takes me back to your summer dress, and that green plastic table with those green plastic chairs, and you touch my summer skin, and you toss your golden hair. It takes some steps forward and some steps backward. It just doesn't matter cause I'm on track. Sidewalk, she turns her foot, and I hold the door as she tiptoes.
tiptoes through it, and I'm getting foggy, but I don't really care, 'cause I have no reason to be anywhere. It takes some steps forward and some steps backward, it just doesn't matter 'cause I'm on track. My friends, oh, it's not a problem. I just had other plans. That green plastic table with those green plastic chairs, and you touch my summer skin, and you toss your golden hair. Take some steps forward and some steps backward. It just doesn't matter 'cause I'm on track. I'm on track. It just doesn't matter 'cause I'm on track. It just doesn't matter 'cause I'm on track.
That was Clove Cigarette by Andy Schaaf. William, thoughts on that song?
Yeah, I like that one. More Judy stuff is always
more Judy
nice
stuff.
Setting this beautiful scene for his big love.
Clove cigarettes are funny, I think. What I associate clove cigarettes with,
ooh,
is,
let me guess.
Oh, sure.
Is it Ladybird?
Well, basically.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Like, that's a good guess, because what I associate them with is, like, it's the early 2000s and you're in high school and trying to seem edgy. So yeah, like Timothy Chalamet's character in Ladybird.
Nice.
But, and it's weird that I remember this, but Timothée Chalamet's character specifically doesn't smoke clove cigarettes.
No, he doesn't.
Anyway.
But the girlfriend of her brother does.
That's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Nice. Anyway, so that's getting off track. But what I was going to say is I think it's interesting that Andy Schaaf talks about clove cigarettes. So I was thinking, what is he, like, flashing back? I think that's a universal association with them,
right?
Like, that they're of that time and
so
being
time
in high
stamp
school. I don't know if it's a time. Yeah, maybe it's a timestamp, but I think he's talking about the past. And also, I think about green plastic tables, green plastic chairs. Like, maybe it's some confirmation bias thing, but I feel like that I also associate with, like, I'm at a high school party and,
cool,
you know. So anyway, so what I think is going on in this song is he's just setting up his old love
he's
for
hearkening
Judy.
Back. Well,
he's
I
hearkening
mean,
back to,
you know, in the first he's wondering where she is, so.
Right, they've left each other,
there,
and they were they were together at some point. So I think it was, you know, he's thinking about, like, these little sort of kitschy moments that they've shared. That's what I think.
Oh, he introduces Rose, right? Or maybe it was the last track, but definitely Rose.
Right,
Rose
the bartender,
figure, the one that
she always knows.
The clove cigarette. The review that I posted for the Skyline itself was somehow Rose always knows just what I need.
That's good.
Got
yeah
one like, so there you go.
You got to think the one like was someone who knew what you were talking about.
Hopefully. I assume there's no actual Rose, like, you know.
No,
that,
yeah, I don't think
Andy
he would
Schaaf
do that.
Wouldn't,
no, he wouldn't expose the real bar. But, well, you got to think there is someone, though, a bartender who works at the Skyline restaurant who, you know,
I hope so,
is in some way the character Rose. And I hope that they are friends with Andy Schaaf and they've listened to the album and they like the character Rose.
Yeah, I mean, if I worked at the Skyline and a frequent patron went there and wrote
an album like this about it
with a bartender, and it didn't have anything to do with me, I'd be pretty sad. So,
oh yeah, I guess so. I mean, I'd be happy. Like, Andy Schaaf is a great artist, and if I were a bartender, just not thinking about what I was doing as an artistic act in any way, and then this great artist Andy Schaaf writes this awesome album about what I'm doing, I would think, wow, it would make me feel really good about myself. Like, I had a real grand effect on the world.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, shall we roll in?
But before we do, just speaking of like you know, whether or not there's a real rose, is Andy Schaaf had an AMA on Reddit, and right. So I happen to know from reading that people have asked him, are the people in your songs real people, and if so, do they get offended when they hear your songs? But he says no. The only experiences he has are his own, so he borrows pieces from people, but no, they're not real people specifically. So, you know. Before we move to the next song, I will just also say that if anyone's listening, you should know that it's Fun Drive here at CITR, and if you want to donate to support quality content like this and get our voices on the air as much as possible, then you should call 604-822-8648, 604-UBC-UNIT. Or if you don't want to talk on the phone, I know maybe sometimes you don't like to. I bet Andy Schaaf doesn't like talking on the phone. You can just go to citr.ca/donate, and you can donate there, no problem. Okay, so next song on the album is
Play It.
13 Hours. That was,
contentious one.
That was 13 Hours by Andy Schaaf from his new album, The Neon Skyline. You're listening to, if you're just tuning in, welcome to CITR 101.9 FM on the unceded territory of the Musqueam people here in Vancouver, coming to you live from Studio A. I'm Michael, and this is William over here.
Hello.
So we're going through Andy Schaaf's new album, The Neon Skyline, and we just heard a pretty intense one.
Yeah, 13 hours. The rose covered glasses, they come off.
Wow. Yeah, that's funny. Rose. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, seriously, no kidding. Now we're seeing some tension in the relationship between narrator and Judy.
Yeah, another memory. And this song unfolds slowly, but it's tough. It's sad, this one.
Yeah. Go on.
Well, you know, so he's hearkening back to, he and Judy, they're together, and she's kind of critical of him. He's tired. He's frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
They're both
happens to the best of us.
Yeah, exactly. And then, boom, big, you blow right to the heart.
Oh.
Judy gets hit by a taxi, or jeez, not a taxi rather, but just some car,
some drunk jerk.
Yeah, and it's.
So, you know what, here, I have a few things that I find particularly noteworthy about this song. Number one, the first two verses are a sort of first-person direct address. He's saying, you were this and this and this. And then the third verse, suddenly it's Judy and me crossing the street. She said this. Do you notice that? At the start, it's as if he's speaking to Judy and saying, you were so tired and stuff. And then all of a sudden, it's like he's telling the story to someone else. I just think that's interesting. The narrator's perspective shifts. He started addressing someone new. That's interesting. I wonder. I don't know.
Or, you know, he's at first in the memory, and then he's reflecting on it.
Yeah.
Not necessarily talking to anyone, but thinking about it for himself, dwelling on it. We've had the beautiful memories and we've had the bad ones.
Yeah. You know, this is just another little thing. Two things I really like about this song, besides the content. I mean, obviously the song, the lyrics themselves, I really like what he's saying. But just besides that, first of all, I think Andy Schaaf is someone who never compromises the cadence and rhythm of what he wants to say for an easy rhyme or something. And I just think he clearly puts a lot of thought into, like, the syllabic meter with which he speaks. And I really like the line when he goes, one broken hand, two bruised ribs, and one hospital gown. I just think, wow, he clearly puts so much thought into, like, that line just sounds so perfect, the way he says it and everything.
Yeah, definitely.
And pretty nasty guitar solo at the end. Oh, my God. Yeah, I didn't know Andy had it in him.
Yeah, definitely. I like he's got no hesitation about certain words sounding or phrases not sounding poetic enough.
Yeah,
it's all about the song as a whole.
Yeah, he clearly has a lot of artistic integrity in that way. Like he's, you know, it's not always just trying to impress or to make it digestible in some way. Okay, so that now that we've heard that real blow to the knees of a song, should we go to the next one?
Things I Do.
Things I Do. Here we go.
Everybody calm down, you were so embarrassed. Seems like I should have known better than to turn my head like it didn't matter. Why do I do the things I do? When I know I can't lose you.
Oh, geez, Louise. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Things I Do by Andy Schaaf from the album The Neon Skyline. Yet another blow to the heart.
Yeah, holy. It's staying tough.
Yeah. But, I mean, you got to have conflict. Now we're getting to the, you know, the source of the conflict of this whole album. And, you know, though, Andy Schaaf is someone who's kind of well-known for making really dark songs, murder ballads, and other such terrible atrocities. So, I mean, now he's kind of bringing it back to atrocities that are probably closer to something that, I don't want to say that he's experienced, but, like, closer to his real life for him.
Well, and it's, you know, that you mentioned that it goes back to that AMA, which we've both read, that you can check out. You can find the link on his Instagram somewhere. But at some point he's talking about sometimes resorting to emotional gut punches. And, you know, he didn't want this album to be so...
Yeah.
So down as the rest of them. So he's kind of embracing more color, more sides to the situations.
And I think that's a good... I mean, this is something that I'm bringing my own personal beliefs into what I'm about to say, but I think when you've got any story like this, it's a really amazing when people can show the real tragedy of some incident and then people overcoming it and being real happy and showing all the good parts of the world. And I mean, that's just like the basic of any like hero's journey. They're overcoming a struggle. But I hope you understand what I mean is that in the past, and Andy Schaaf admitted this, yeah, like you said, he kind of resorted to gut punches like, this is so sad, what's going on? But now he's kind of saying that these are really bad things, but admitting that sometimes things can also be happy, which is nice. I think that's a good way to be.
Yeah, definitely. And this song is interesting because we get on the last one, you know, something horrible happens to Judy. And... But it's all about his resentment in that situation of her when she blames him. And it's really, you know, somehow you feel worse for the narrator than you do for Judy gets hit by a car. Anyway, I did.
Which is interesting because, like, it's, you know, you almost want to say that's kind of selfish. And
yeah, put some doubt in the perspective. But then this song where he's talking about infidelity on her part.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, the whole song is about him regretting all the things he does. And so
that's a good point.
It's
a
cool, you know, you'd argue Judy's the victim in the first song. And I've spoken to my love and she totally thought that Judy was in the right for, you know, something horrible's happened to her. And so she's lashing out just in the heat of the moment. But then in this song, she's unfaithful and all the narrator can think is
why do how I much do he, the things
how much
I
he
do.
Regrets just
oh,
turning
man,
away
that's
and not...
so interesting. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, that's so it's such an interesting way to point the blame of this. Oh, what? Okay. I'm really glad you said that.
Oh, nice. I mean, yeah, I've thought a fair bit about this song cuz you know, he's written a few songs about infidelity and, you know, whatever that leads us to. You know,
I hope he's doing okay.
To wonder. Anyway, it's often, you know, reflective on oneself when they're in that situation and, you know, why are they in that situation rather than just putting the blame on someone and as he does, just walking away as opposed to trying to figure out what the problem is. And so it's good and meaty.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so now we're really getting into the thick of things here. We haven't really been at the bar in a while in terms of the perspective.
No, definitely.
And let's see
thoughts.
If that's going to change in the next one, which is a great one that we're going to hopefully have a lot to say about, called Living Room.
Jolie says hi and asks about her boy. She he says he's fine and there's a pause. She says it's funny that you ask. Today I had a strange experience. A girl, my father came home away from work. I had drawn a picture for him in school that day, and I wanted to show him. He said, go show it to your mother, dear. But I drawn it just for him, just for him, just for him, just for him. Anyways, today my son came home from school and he had drawn a picture. To give a shit. Claire walked away and Charlie looked at me with wide eyes, like we had accidentally walked into some stranger's living room.
And we're back, and that was Living Room. And heart goes out again to my love, Jenna, because this is her favorite song.
Oh, that's nice. Well, it's also one of my, you know, you should tell her that it's also one of my favorite songs on the album. Definitely in the top three, if not my favorite song. That's a really good one, I think. Really curious lyrics here.
Yeah, definitely. But Claire's finally here.
Enter Claire, a new character. And she is entered into the scene with something that appears otherwise to be completely separate from the narrative, which is a curious choice on Andy Schaaf's part. What do you think about that?
Well, going back to that AMA, he talks about this song, and I think this is such a powerful story. You'd think it was, you know, would be pretty dominant in his mind, but the story that Claire relays.
He
wrote that one track he wanted, which introduces Claire, was that she comes in and she tells a story that has nothing to do with either the bar or the narrative otherwise in the album. And I thought that was so interesting that his first notion of this song was just her coming in and telling a story, and then he writes this.
Yeah.
And I think
that's an interesting way to start it.
You know, it says something about his writing style that he, you know, conceives of just the fact that she tells a story. And
right, he
and
conceives of, rather than thinking of a story itself, he thinks about, like,
yeah, he doesn't
the
think
way
of a story
a, yeah, okay,
and then
that's
work it into the plot somehow.
Yeah.
It comes after.
But then, of course, you, like, when you hear this song, I want to try to think about how it does relate to the narrative in some thematic way, even if he might, for all I know, he thought it didn't at all. He just wrote it, but I wouldn't know exactly what I'd say, but I think that I like when writers do that, when they have something that that appears to otherwise be separate from the whole narrative itself, but you want to think about why do they choose to write this exactly, and what does it say about the rest of what's going on? And I don't know the answer, but it's something to think about.
Yeah, definitely. Kind of unconnected vignette, but definitely, yeah. It's...
How hard is it to give a shit? I mean, maybe, you know, it's something... I mean, the narrator might be thinking the same thing, you know.
Well, yeah, and it's reflecting on a situation that you regret something, and And you know, she doesn't
yeah,
know
exactly.
why she does it, even though it's something that's so close to her.
Anyway, yeah, and I just think it's cool that he does that. It definitely obviously gives Claire more depth than she might have otherwise had.
Yeah,
you know, which is good. Something I'll say about this song, Andy Schaaf, I've heard him say in interviews before that he previously found it difficult to end his songs, and he would just end on a kind of long chord, so he started to think more about the endings of his songs and how they worked. And when I first heard this song, I thought, wow, that was a really good ending. I couldn't figure out exactly what it was. I mean, I like that Charlie turns like he's just walked into some stranger's living room. I think lyrically that's really cool. It's really interesting. But something about it, musically, I just thought, wow, that's really, like, something about it really draws me in. Like, I want to keep hearing about what's going on. But I noticed when I was listening to it that the song, okay, so I'm not the best musician in the world, so I could be completely wrong about this, but I'm pretty sure the song is in 6/8, so it's going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and you can hear that in its strong do 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 do. But then it ends. I mean, you know, each bar is going to end on the 6, but the end of the song happens on the 3. Just one in some stranger's living room, the 1, 2, 3, and so the bar doesn't get resolved there. So you're thinking, whoa, like that's you're still wanting more to come, and your brain resolves the melody, so it you know your brain ends the song for Andy.
Well, and the lyrics too totally reflect that, because it's just an enclosed conversation, and then it ends kind of just hanging there.
Yeah, right. They don't reflect on, I mean, the characters don't reflect on what she just said really, other than they just look at each other like they've, you know, with quiet eyes. So yeah, they leave you hanging in the same way that he ends halfway through the bar. Very interesting. I like that one a lot. Okay, let's go. Next song. For those of you just tuning in case you're curious about what's going on, we're going through Andy Schaaf's whole new album, The Neon Skyline, talking about the story and what it means for the greater world. So let's go to the next one here. This next song is called Dust Kids.
Please go on. He says, I was reading about these kids. They're like 2 years old, recalling their past lives. Could you imagine if that was your kid? Rose asks if we want another. I say, I'll take another life. Some talk about heaven and watching from up above, and I imagine sitting on that shelf watching over you, just waiting to be someone else. If I died and you died too, could we sit up in heaven and choose to live on together? Skyward, and it reminds me of a dream I had, where I was shot in a shopping mall. I died and started rising until I dove headfirst into the ground. I woke up and told Judy. She started laughing at me, just laughing in the morning light. As the dust that you sweep off the floor forevermore.
Welcome back. You just heard Dust Kids by Andy Schaaf on CITR 101.9 FM. Well, William, what do you think about that one?
Well, yeah, it's a good one. It takes it a little bit away from the sadness.
Yeah, it's still kind of sad, though, I think.
Yeah, I guess, but at least musically. And the introduction, yeah, you know, right. it's the musing between the friends about
reincarnation. It definitely, we're doing a lot of...
It's grounding.
Yeah, it's grounding, exactly right. We're just back in the bar, and they're just having a conversation that's about whatever, the kind of thing that they would be talking about at the bar. But then it's the same sort of situation with the last one with Claire. You want to think, oh, how does this reincarnation,
And this goes back to what we were talking about with Andy Schaaf not having too many reservations about the phrases for the sake of reality.
This is a perfect example.
Reality, you know, he's... you know, they're like 2 years old, recalling their past lives. Can you imagine if that was your kid?
It's very conversational.
Very believable.
Yeah, definitely really believable. And then that, you know, the last line, maybe hell is coming back as the dust that you sweep off the floor forevermore. Oh, that's also an interesting line to end the song on. Especially because the rest of the song it doesn't really reflect that, but I can also imagine them just saying that. He says, maybe hell is being reincarnated as dust, you know? But then it gives you something to think about, and it doesn't reflect, I think, the theme of the rest of the song, but it does, obviously. Interesting. Anyway, so that's Dust Kids.
Yeah.
Good one. Yeah, let's go to the next one, called The Moon.
Are you gonna mope all night? I focus my eyes, I guess he's probably right. Did you drag me off of my couch so we could sit here in silence until we say goodnight? He says we need a change of scene. Let's go to the bar around the corner where it's always dark. And as we're putting our money down, Claire's asking Charlie if we're hitting the town. He says we're making our way to the moon and we're taking off soon. She says I'd be down for the moon, but I didn't bring my helmet. She catches me rolling my eyes, so I say I packed a spare. I don't think it saves me, but she doesn't seem to care. She's asking Rose for her bill, and just as she's paying, Judy walks in the door. She's giving Charlie a hug. She won't look in my eyes, but she asks where we're going. He says we're making our way to the moon and we're taking off soon. Judy laughs a little too hard. I didn't think it was that funny the first time around. Claire asks if she'd like to join. She says that'd be nice, and I don't know what the hell's going on. But soon we're walking the street. Charlie's walking with Claire, and Judy's walking with me. I say I didn't expect to see you. She says to be honest, I knew exactly where you'd be. And I say making my way to the moon, and she laughs too soon. That old feeling pours over me, reaches to the pit of my stomach, so I reach for her hand. She pulls it away from me. She
She says, you know, it can't be like that. We'll just make our way to the moon, and I'll see you soon.
Oh, jeez. That was The Moon by Andy Schaaf. A very sad one.
Yeah, definitely one of my favorites. And, you know, it starts off really, really nicely. Very, very, very pleasantly. It just ends so sad.
Yeah, it gets it gets more sad as it goes on. It's also one of my favorites, though, because I think that's a really catchy hook. You know?
Yeah.
Making our way to the moon, or that gets me. But, yeah, it's got some sad lines. When he says, oh, I don't know what the hell's going on. For some reason, that really gets me. Just the image of the guy, like, all confused and sad.
Yeah,
and then,
I mean, I guess he's not expecting Judy to just show up.
No, yeah, he's taken, yeah. And the old feeling pours over him. Oh, brother.
Yeah. And he reaches for her hand, but it can't be like that. And so, yeah, this song kind of gets the whole album. He, you know, it's him reflecting on his love for Judy.
That's true. This one does quite succinctly kind of...
But it just...
In a sad way, though.
It can't work.
Yeah, well, that's the... Maybe, you know, that's the... I think that's... That it can't work is kind of the truth that this narrator has to overcome. Like, you know, the conflict is that he's in love with Judy and there are some problems in the relationship, obviously, and they're not together anymore, but... And that's why I think he has to realize, you know, that it can't work. And what's good, though, is that I think he... make steps towards realizing that in the next song, which we will listen to now, called Try Again.
Somewhere between drunkenness and chivalry, I hold the door open and let her pass through. She says thanks to me in a British accent, and I try to answer her in the same voice. She laughs at me, says, what was that supposed to be? I say, I'm sorry, I'm from a different part of the country. She says, come on, baby, try again. Come on, baby, try again. And sincerity, I smile at her for just a little too long. Charlie's drinking wine, Judy's laughing at him. She says, I forget that you're such a fancy guy. He tips his hat, says, m'lady, do you come here often? I swear I've seen them do this 100 times before. Come on, baby, try again. Come on, baby, try again. Somewhere between drunkenness and charity, she puts her hand on the sleeve of my coat. She says, I've missed this. I say, I know I've missed you too. She says, I was actually talking about your coat. She makes me laugh. Oh, wow, she makes me laugh. I just let my head sink down and fake some deep sores. Come on, baby, try. Drunkenness and jealousy, I watch her talking to some old friend. What a reunion, he recognized her across the room. How many years could there be to catch up on?
and somewhere between drunkenness and honesty, I make a silent toast to the things that I do and don't miss. Come on, baby, try again. Come on, baby, try again. Come on, baby, try again. Come on, baby, try again.
That was Try Again by Andy Schaaf from the Neon Skyline.
Yeah, welcome back.
Great one. I love that song.
Yeah, that is a
great, it's just super funky and upbeat, and that's what I like to see from my guy Andy Schaaf.
And it's interesting picking up from the end of the moon, where you know he reaches for Judy and she says,
"So sad.
You know, this can't be like this." And what's the next song? Try Again. So I wonder. Maybe not, but maybe there's hope for
the
our
song
narrator.
I would say it's definitely hopeful in some way or another. It also kind of perplexes me, though, because I don't know who he's holding the door open for and all that. I
do feel silly, because surely this should be obvious. I mean, maybe not.
I don't know. Maybe listeners, call in 604-822-8648, donate $100, and tell us who it is. I don't think it's Judy, because he looks back and sees Judy talking to Charlie. And I don't know. Is it Claire? It's confusing.
No, it's definitely. Who knows?
Rose? So maybe it's a new character that we'll see in the next album. Hey, let's hope. Okay, so let's go from there. Is the next song on the album?
Fire Truck.
A fire truck goes screaming by, and it reminds me of that night when you said that you were coming home. And then I waited up till 4 in the morning. She says I remember, and why the fuck would this be a good time to bring that up? And I am silent because I'm not sure. Sometimes I feel like I should never speak again. She takes my hand and says, come on, you know this one's my favorite song. Do-do-do. In my mind, those flames reaching so high into the night, and that poor family standing on the front lawn watching. And for some reason, I remember that feeling, being almost jealousy for a new beginning. But I should have known that I was already burning it to the ground. Now that I'm dancing in the ashes, I just want it to be old. And somehow, with all that distraction, I still managed to pick a fight. When she got home, and all she had were questions about those flashing red lights. And now the song is ending, Judy's leaving, and I'm getting one more right at last call. Claire orders three shots, Charlie raises his up, and we tip our heads back before we say goodnight. Now that I'm standing in the ashes, I just want it to be over. Now that I'm standing in the ashes, I can't help but sing along. Do-do-do, 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 do-do-do. Thank you.
some friends. There was lightning in the sky. I tried to make a joke about angels in a disco. I got tongue-tied and you all got fed up. Change one, change you. Change one, change you. In town, working at the drugstore. Did you get the city blues? Oh, that I can't relate to. Oh, I can see it now. Me telling you how I found my way back home.
And raising the fist, don't forget you was raised with your face.
Real queens gon' hold it down. Real women make the world go round. Real ladies gon' boss up now.
My man, he's got fiery fists clenched around what he claims is the last class of it. He's angry. Well, I don't blame him to be. I know he's got a bitterness on his lips. I taste it every now and then when we kiss. He's dwelling over this. Well, I wanna see him forgive. You're strong like an ox, gentle like a dove, and I'm only here trying to save you with my love. You're strong like an ox, gentle like a dove, and I'm here hoping that I can be enough. Let me, let me, let me be enough. Let me, let me, let me